Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
The market of beast stuff is centralized. The digital currency that's going to come out from the Federal Reserve will not be decentralized. It'll be owned by the Central Bank of the United States, and they'll have centralized servers.
Hey guys, that was my friend Bob Kudla. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas and stay tuned for this year-end wrap and a look at what's coming in 2022. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options, you can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Colin Plume from Noble Gold Investments, so it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Absolutely fantastic to have you all back as we round out the year. Boy, it went fast, did it not? We're going to do sort of a year-end review and take a look at what's coming in 2022 with my friend, the founder of Trade Genius, Bob Kudla. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right, but the hits just keep on coming, don't they? COVID-19, now known as Omicron, which is an anagram for moronic. I mean, these people think we're all stupid, and yet there's all sorts of folks lining up to take the jab and the booster and the booster. What do you think is one of the biggest stories of 2021? Are you surprised by this whole rollout of the experimental vax and the willingness of the sheeple to jump on board?
The only thing I'm surprised is the just the single-minded focus on a vaccine over solving the problem. I thought they were going to be interested in the lockdowns and the control that gives, but just this maniacal focus on shooting people up. And the thing that blew me away the most is when Pfizer says we're not releasing the ingredients to 75 years. So, you know, I look at it two ways, right? The one way to look at it is governments love control. There's something in the vax that's going to control us like zombies, or, and including that the Chinese have a bioweapon out there and they only release phase one. And they're waiting for us to get tired of getting vaccinated before they drop the mother load on us. And what makes me suspicious about number two is, I don't know if you saw, but Walter Reed, the Army Medical Research, probably the bioweapon research lab up in Fort Detrick, has come up with a new vaccine that is designed to cover future variants. And the only thing I could draw from that is, how the heck do they know what's a future variant unless they know what they gave the Chinese, you know, Fauci and gang? And so it's really interesting. So that's the thing that surprised me the most. The other thing that surprised me the most is how few people it killed. You know, if you were going to design something to wipe out the social safety costs of the country, you would think that the over 65 and older crowd is they want to take as many out as they can. And if you notice, when Delta first hit, we actually did have a dip in social safety costs. I don't know if you saw that. And I'm sitting there going, here you go. This was designed to clean out the, you know, the Social Security and the Medicare costs, but it burned itself out. And I don't know if the Chinese screwed up and they released it too early, or they didn't surprise us enough, or they didn't expect Trump to jump on something. You know, I don't know what happened there, but those are things that really caught my attention. And now with Omicron, I think that's the mass vaccination that God put out for us. And it should just end this whole COVID story. And then the Democrats and the left are all faced with, and the deep state is now, okay, you destroyed the economy and you have no other excuse now. So now what?
You know, I'm really glad you mentioned Fort Detrick. People who have followed us for any period of time and know the truth about 9/11 will remember that the military grade anthrax that was released and sent out to senators and some congresspeople after 9/11, that all came from Fort Detrick. And I'm really glad you mentioned that, because that was my next line item. Let me just show you this real quick, guys. What could go wrong, right? U.S. Army developing world's first universal COVID vaccine as the original, quote unquote, jabs from Pfizer, Moderna, et cetera, await final approval. You know, they just are unrelenting, Bob. And now they're coming after our kids. You mentioned the death count from this thing. We know it's inflated, but amongst kids, amongst children, it's negligible. It's almost statistically zero. Even NBC Nightly News will say only like 208 kids supposedly ever died from coronavirus. But we're just supposed to jab our kids now with this toxic death concoction.
Yeah. And see, for me, is that that's why I think maybe that they're admitting basically in a passive way that this was a released bioweapon and it could threat basically the existence of the United States. And so the Army, that, you know, they had to dust off what they had in their tubes and said, we better get this thing out here so we end this thing. So, yeah, the thing with kids, Sean, is interesting is that the way the coronavirus locks in on you is that their respiratory systems aren't fully developed yet and the COVID can't attach. And so that's what really angers me, and that they're still going after the kids. All the kids can get is adverse reactions. They can't be saved. And now with COVID, with Omicron being basically a cold, all you have now is adverse reaction. To me, it's so incredibly criminal. I am now telling people that mention anything to me, and I'm saying, you know, you are participating in basically a mass casualty event, and you need to wake up. And some guy came up to me the other day, California, by the way, no masks, a mask mandate for nobody that unless they really want to wear masks or wear masks, nobody's saying anything to anybody. And I had one person come up to me and he pointed at his mask and I looked at him. I said, how sad for you. And I kept walking, you know? And so I think it's time to go from passive to aggressive, you know, non-compliance. And even the New York Post wrote it too. People are done with this thing. Biden got out there. We thought, man, what is he going to lock down this time? He locked down nothing. They know his approval ratings are in the gutter. I don't think they expected this at all. I think they thought they were going to become heroes, and they're running out of time. And I don't think they can stretch this out much longer.
All right, Bob, as we wrap up this portion of the conversation about the quote unquote vax, I just want to show this. People need to keep in mind what pharmacy is, big pharma, pharmakia. In Greek, pharmakia could mean magic, sorcery, witchcraft, enchantment. Folks, come on. You got to wake up. Stop trusting these big pharma companies that have blanket amnesty against lawsuits should they harm you or someone you love. Bob, you want to see something really funny?
Always.
Check this out. The woke Matrix scriptwriters are complaining that the phrase red-pilled has been kidnapped by right-wingers. All right. Well, that's pretty funny, since the original Matrix really describes to a great degree what we're up against. I mean, a maniacal alien species trying to use human beings as power sources. I don't know that that's very far from the truth, but here's the punchline. The original scriptwriters and directors of The Matrix, the Wachowski brothers, are now Lena and Lily. You want to talk about woke? You going to check out the new Matrix movie, Bob?
I haven't yet, so I'm not sure what I'll do. I love the tune of the trailer, though. Down the rabbit hole.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
Yeah, that song was custom made for the Matrix trailer.
I think it's funny, but it's so true. And I think that what scares them more than that is that people are actually being red-pilled. I mean, I can't see so many people now that lean left that are like, oh my gosh, what the hell did I just, you know, endorse here? You know, I think nobody saw this extent and the length that people that gain power will use to extend and enforce their power when they get it. And, you know, I look at Virginia as kind of a watershed event. You know, my view, like, look at this from a political lens, is that the Democratic Party always relied on basically to be, you know, they're the masters of the wedge issues, and to just a deli slice enough people off that either can extort or bribe to vote for them. But they with this COVID thing and with the CRT and you know, with the vaccinations, I think they lost the soccer mom, and it blew them up in Virginia. And now, if you know, if you're following the news, the latest polling's coming out, they lost the Hispanic vote. And it, ironically enough, it's because of the mass immigration, number one. And number two, these people are, you know, you call it the wheel of economics, right? They're coming off the bottom of the wheel, and they're starting to develop assets and own businesses and buy homes. And they're like, dude, what are you doing to us? You're just dragging us back down by flooding our neighborhoods with more poor people that we have to compete with entirely. And it's the number one issue. And the number two issue is, you know, many Hispanics are Catholic and they just are not embracing woke. And if you call them Hispanic, a Latin X, they might as well punch you in the face. You know, they don't accept it. And, you know, so I think this is, you know, I think it's the splintering of the Democratic Party, and they allowed the Progressive Party to run them. And you know, they put an idiot in charge of the Democrats, you know, with Biden. He's just not there. And so I just think there's going to be a big sea change. Now, we all know maybe deep state is pulling the marionette strings above us, but I'll take it to get rid of these people for now. So I find it interesting, but it may be too far gone, you know, going into 2022. You know, if I could digress, is I think inflation's now embedded. And inflation becomes higher costs. They're going to try to fool you with, hey, energy costs went down. Yeah, they didn't go down to where they were before Biden took over. They may have gone down relatively to the high point. And people aren't, they're basically, there's a difference now between how much you make and how much you need to spend. And it's going to be a breaking point. It's going to look like the 70s all over again. I know you probably weren't even around in the 70s, Sean, but I was a teenager during those years. And it was a pain in the rear end. You know, energy costs were too much. Food prices went up. You couldn't do things, you know, and back then we were all one car family. So dad got the car to go to work, you know, and you were kind of stuck walking everywhere. And, you know, dad needed the gas in the car to make it to the end of the week. And I think we're going to come up that again, but this time there's a twist. Food prices in the United States are going to go sky high. We now are exporting a lot of our food over to China, number one. And number two, is that we've created all these supply issues, and with high energy costs come high fertilizer costs. Farmers aren't going to be able to put it on their fields. That means yields are going to fall next year. At the same time, prices are going up. And in California, where I live, you know, unless we get this one heck of a drought buster this winter, is that a lot of farms are shutting down because they lost their water rights, or they sold their water rights to developers and such, that there's not going to be enough acreage dedicated towards food, and it's going to become a problem.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. Something's just not adding up, is it? Stocks are at record highs, but the government just borrowed another $5 trillion. They say inflation is transitory, but it's officially now at 6.8%, with some analysts saying it's closer to 9 or 10%. How much did your wages go up? How about the price of gas or electricity? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold will help you avoid the worst of this. And this month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. And you can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Now, back to our conversation. You know, I want to ask you about inflation in the 70s, because as a student of history, I'm going off memory here. Didn't Paul Volcker have to raise interest rates to around 18% to finally curb inflation, as gold went from, what, 100 to 900 in, what, a year? So today,
so Volcker took over. Jimmy Carter was in power until 81. And Volcker took over around the same time, and he just kept jamming the interest rates up. I think we got inflation all the way up to 21% before he was able to kill it. And then basically, it's been driving down ever since. Yeah, gold just rocketed. Silver, that's the Hunt brothers. You remember that when silver hit $50 from $8. So yeah, that's when you know they totally lost control. Don't believe the hype that gold and silver aren't going to respond. At some point, it just becomes overwhelming, and it's going to have to respond. And but right now, people have a choice. They can buy Bitcoin, they can buy energy. But at the end of the day, governments own gold and silver, and they're going to have to monetize that when they try to fix their currency. So that day's coming.
Well, what I wanted to ask you is, compared to what the Federal Reserve could do or Paul Volcker could do back in the 70s, compare and contrast what's left in the chamber of ammo for the Federal Reserve today. We're looking at 9% real run inflation rates, maybe higher when you factor in housing and energy. And the Fed's talking about tapering and potentially raising interest rates to what, 2%? You tell me how you neuter this inflation by raising interest rates to 2%.
Yeah, all you're going to do is bankrupt about a third of the S&P 500, or force them to dilute their share. So what 2% increase will do is basically crash the stock market and start causing higher unemployment. So the only way they're going to kill inflation is to create a depression. That's it. That's their choices now. And there's only one other way out, right? Just reprice your gold up to $86,000 and pay off the debt. But I don't know if they're smart enough for that.
Well, for some reason, they're not willing to do that. And I continue to wonder why they are so unrelenting in capping the prices of the precious metals, silver specifically. I mean, I'm a broken record on this, but $21, $22, $23 silver is absolutely absurd when everything else is hyperinflating when priced in dollars, especially Bitcoin. So for some reason, the powers that be, the powers that ought not be, are hell-bent on suppressing the precious metals prices as though they're the canary in the coal mine, and nobody could possibly figure out that the dollar is a terrible fiat currency, just like all the rest.
You and me both, it makes zero sense whatsoever. We have negative real rates in the past that skyrocketed gold and silver. But we just don't see the amount of derivatives that are holding it down. And maybe they're unable to get out of these derivatives, Sean, that could cause even bigger problems. I'm not really sure what it is, but the young people sure figured it out. They said, well, then heck with it. I'll start buying crypto, you know, and the big money says, I'll just buy energy, you know? So they're not getting away with it. At some point it's going to cause a problem, and they're going to have to get distracted from it. So while I wait, silver actually had a nice week this week, by the way, but I'm suspicious. I got back into AG again, you know, and, but you know, they push up for a week or two and they drive them right back down again. So they're just unable to trend. But I'm watching now with food prices and fertilizer prices right now, we're in those, the money flow is telling us to buy those. And Bitcoin, you know, they're trying like crazy to bring this thing down to make a lower low, and they're unable to do it. And they have to keep capitulating and like Bitcoin take these pops. And these are tradable pops. We can make a lot of money if Bitcoin churns. I really don't care if it goes to a million. If it moves $5,000 and $10,000 every time that it does these moves, you can make a lot of money just going ahead and trading that churn until it decides to take off again.
Well, I want to talk to you about crypto in a second, and maybe you could provide a tip or two about some maybe not so widely followed cryptos that you might suggest. Because when we talk about Bitcoin, look, if people aren't in on it already at $49,000-$50,000, it gets, you know, it's difficult to buy a full Bitcoin, obviously. Now you can buy sats, Satoshis, you can buy portions of a Bitcoin. You could throw $100 at it every week on Coinbase and just start to dollar cost average. But there are other projects that I think people might want to know about. We'll talk about that in a second. First, let's just do another screen share here, and we'll talk about something else that happened this year, right towards the end of the year. This is, you know, I just interviewed my friend Mel Kay, and part one has already been aired. Part two will air after this interview with you here in the coming days. And in part two, we talk about CNN's pizza problem. Well, why do I call it a pizza problem? Well, because of Pizzagate and Pedogate, because of the Podesta emails that were leaked by Seth Rich, who was then whacked, I believe, by these same people for releasing the emails to WikiLeaks. And in those emails was a lot of coded pedophilic language used by Podesta and his buddies. And now we see this guy, John Griffin, Chris Cuomo's longtime producer, he's been arrested for diddling that woman's 9-year-old daughter, who flew from Nevada to Boston, where allegedly this man did some terrible things to this little girl. And the reason I brought it up and we discussed it in my Mel Kay Part 2 interview, Bob, is because there was an interview done by the Washingtonian with Jennifer Tapper, Jake Tapper's wife. And in that interview, Jennifer Tapper was asked what their favorite restaurant was. Now, I've been to Washington, D.C. Evidently, these people live near there. Lots of great restaurants, world-class restaurants, Bob. And Jennifer Tapper told the Washingtonian that their favorite restaurant for family night was Comet Ping Pong. And their favorite date night restaurant was Buck's, both owned by James Alefantis. I think CNN has a pizza problem, Bob. But your thoughts on the arrest of this guy, John Griffin?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, it's just amazing to me. And not just him, I guess, the investigative reporter guy that just got all up in arms with the diary, right? You know, don't forget about Biden's diary with his daughter, is that I just think that whole upper crust is just, they're just knee deep in this stuff. And you know, it's demonic because, you know, the elites always want to be with virgins, right? Because it's, you know, it's purity for them, and it's control. And so it's, I can't even imagine if the whole thing gets uncovered and to see really who's doing what out there. I mean, these guys are pretty bold, you know, so you never know what thread's going to unwind at all. And, you know, you notice how they put the whole wraps on Maxwell, the FBI tapes and everything else. We're never going to see the light of day of those things.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm just appalled and amazed and just, you know, got to guard your children. I have a daughter, so it kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah. And the conclusion that Mel and I draw in our interview is the fact that children are a currency amongst these people and they trade in that currency. And that's where that Pizzagate, Pedagate investigation took us upon the release of those WikiLeaks emails, the Podesta emails. And then we found out that John Podesta's brother, Tony, has a penchant for pedophilic art, which they widely display and openly display in their home. So, yeah, I believe, unfortunately, children is a currency to these people, Bob.
I mean, I can't even imagine it.
So Let's talk about another currency, cryptocurrency. You know, a lot of my listeners do not like the cryptocurrencies, and that's just fine. I totally get it. A lot of people think Bitcoin is nothing more than the camel's nose under the tent to introduce the idea of digital currencies to a willing public who then will be duped into accepting Federal Reserve or central bank cryptocurrencies. So number one, your thoughts on that. And then number two, maybe we could talk about some more affordable crypto projects out there that people might want to take a look at.
Yeah, first I'll address the thing about, you know, obviously I'm a Christian. I totally understand the Antichrist, Mark of the Beast and all that stuff. Well, this isn't it. And it's not a precursor. Look, if you use a debit card or if you use a credit card, you're already in Satan's system. All right. So the argument is always hollow to me. And you have to remember, you know, cryptocurrencies are decentralized, where the market of beast stuff is centralized. The digital currency that's going to come out from the Federal Reserve will not be decentralized. It'll be owned by the central bank of the United States, and they'll have centralized servers. Okay. I own Bitcoin. Somebody can't deny me the movement of Bitcoin. I have money in the Federal Reserve system. They could deny me movement of my money. They could deny me access to my money. Where Bitcoin is kind of everywhere and nowhere at the same time. It's decentralized. It's like quantum. So your money is wherever you are, and you know, accessible by you. But I don't beat that horse to death. Either you believe that or you don't. And by the way, if you're a Christian, the Antichrist is coming and the mark of the beast is coming, whether or not you think you enable it or avoid it. It's on God's time. It's not on ours. Now, talking about some other coins that are interesting and some of the things that I own. And just so people know, I have a specialist that runs our crypto room. I am not the crypto specialist. And so he's been a Bitcoin miner. Nobody knows more about it. If you want to trade cryptos with us, you got a pro there and not some 20-something kid running around with eight MFTs, okay? This is some serious stuff, okay? And he knows what he's talking about. But some of the other coins that I like use cases that are going to be touching the real world, okay? I view these altcoins as kind of their own countries, and they're going to have specific attraction to them that are going to require the use of these coins or the ownership of these coins to have access to. So you're looking at what's happening with crypto.com, okay? They went ahead and they bought Nadex. Nadex is one of the products that we trade on the Forex environment. So you're going to start seeing the ability to trade. And what Nadex does, really cool, Sean, they give you like over-under bets for currencies and futures markets. Well, these guys are going to probably be able to do over-under bets in crypto. So they're probably going to make you exchange your fiat into crypto coins, you know, crypto.com coins to trade in that environment. And so I bought crypto.com the minute I heard that, because I think that's so cool. Everybody knows about Avalanche. You know, I'm looking at the stuff that I own down here. You got Avalanche. I own Solana. I've been building a big position in Solana. I like that a lot. You have Mana. I like a lot. I like Matic a lot. Another really cool thing that's happening out there, people heard about Helium. Helium's creating a decentralized 5G network. So you got kids like in Europe, Eastern Europe, that are making more money owning servers that have Helium on it that allow people, every time somebody goes by and they sniff out a hotspot and use that Helium server, is that they're getting paid. And you know, some of these kids are making $2,000-$4,000 a month. Now, if you're in Romania and you make that kind of money, you're doing really well. And you can go in America. I have a friend of mine who bought five of these Helium servers, and he's setting them out around his area here. And it's basically 5G hotspot, decentralized. So way cool. Everybody knows about ADA. And the other one is, I think I mentioned Matic already. And then my total lotto ticket is the Shibura coin. Been trading in and out of that one. And, in, you know, what they're doing is they're basically started with like a quadrillion tokens, and they're basically evaporating them. And they're going to try to create a squeeze down the line. And so, you know, I bought enough of those that if it actually decided to do something, it'll be meaningful to my portfolio. So those are some of the things that I'm trading, I'm involved in, I'm engaged in. You know, Phil trades some other things. He put a trade on today. If you just bear with me 1 second while I look for it, is that we call him out on our Telegram group. But Phil went ahead and in crypto room today, he called out a couple altcoins for, let's see here. Where we go at here? ENJ, Bitcoin. He went ahead and did a trade on that. That's his first altcoin that we've done in the season, STRO against Bitcoin. So we'll call out these alt Bitcoin pairs, and we have some Bitcoin, we have some alt US dollar pairs that we trade too. So if we see action in those, our algorithm will sniff those out and we'll push those trades out too. Those are all really affordable for people that want to own meaningful amounts, but not necessarily Bitcoin. And then obviously the king is Bitcoin. And before people yell at me, I'm not a big ETH fan. I rather have Solana. I think that's going to move into the forefront. But Ethereum's been having some runs lately too. So there you have it. I used to be a Litecoin guy. I don't even pay attention to it too much. I rather chase these other things that are more like jackrabbits.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And just to be clear, the one you were talking about with a quadrillion coins in flow, that's Shiba Inu. Is that the one you're talking about? Okay.
Yep.
Well, one thing I want to point out to people, I think this is very, very important. When I mentioned just a couple here, these aren't recommendations to buy. These are just some projects you might want to look at that, at least in a dollar term, are a lot cheaper than Bitcoin or Ethereum. So you got Polkadot at 28, Chainlink at 20. You mentioned Polygon, which is Matic. That's the coin symbol Matic, $2.50. Theta, my friend Bix Weir really likes Theta. That's at 450. Solana is at 180. But here's what I want people to know. Okay, like in the case of crypto.com, CRO, you mentioned that. Now, people need to keep in mind when you go to coinmarketcap.com to look at the prices, you also have to look at the float. How many outstanding coins are there in total? In the case of Bitcoin, there will only ever be 21 million. In the case of crypto.com, CRO, there's 25 billion coins. In the case of Shiba Inu, it's limitless, like a quadrillion. There's no limit to it, but you say they're trying to do some burn on that one. Solana has 308 million coins outstanding. So when you guys look at these prices and the market caps, you have to kind of consider, you know, what that means. So for instance, 54 cents CRO, crypto.com at 54 cents. We'll multiply that by 25 billion coins and then look at the market cap. I just wanted to make that point, Bob, because a lot of people, when they look at these prices, they'll go, this one's really cheap. It's 78 cents. I'll buy it. Well, little do they know it's got, you know, 10 billion outstanding coins.
Yeah. And for us, you know, we just look at our system anyway. So if it's not trending the right way, we're out of it. So, you know, for us, Bitcoin's is the gold standard, if you will. And all these other ones I'm trading and some of these are lotto tickets. So, but all the ones I mentioned, I own, I like. And so I have enough of it, you know, to, you know, as you know, these things out of the blue, they explode. And so you want to have a hand in a lot of them. And I totally forgot, I traded Chainlink a lot last year, and I like that one too, but I'm not in it at the moment.
All right. As we wrap this up, let's just talk about 2022. And I'll just name a couple of things as we go. Of course, silver and gold will be amongst these, but your forecast for the dollar in 2022.
Yeah. So it's tricky because the dollar will be worth more at a DXY level, but it's going to buy less against the products and services that are available, if that makes sense to you. People will see the dollar going up. They'll say, why is the dollar rising against other currencies? But the dollar is going to be buying less things. So it's called the one-eyed king in the land of the blind. The dollar is going to be the last man standing. But at the same time, the dollar is not buying enough. So it's kind of a weird, we're living in a weird world where the dollar will be the best currency to own, but it's not the best thing to own.
Right. Let me piggyback on that and just say, I listened to an interview with MicroStrategy CEO, Michael Saylor, recently, and he just said that the half-life of the dollar is 3 years. At 15% inflation, you'll lose half of your purchasing power in 3 years. So the dollar may still be around. It's just not going to buy as much stuff in 3 years as it does today. Okay. Your forecast for Bitcoin in 2022.
We still think it's going to get close to 100,000. I think a lot of it's going to depend on, you know, what the government does in spending. They're not going to stop spending. So in 2022, we will have we will have a probably a double in Bitcoin. So, and then we'll see the altcoins race after that.
All right, very good. And your forecast for gold and silver in 2022, and then just a couple more questions.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. I think they both break out in 2022, but, you know, my forecasts have been wrong on both of them. And so I'm not sure I have much credibility there, but, you know, it looks like they're holding, you know, gold is still holding at its all-time high. Silver needs to get a bid for me to be able to be more confident there. But I don't think that's the big story of 2022. It's going to be food prices. And it's going to be fertilizer prices. And it's going to be energy prices. Those are the areas that I think are going to shock the system in 2022.
Okay. And this last part might be a little controversial, but I got to ask it. I'll give you my opinion as well. We're going to play hero or villain. I'm going to give you two names. Number one, Joe Manchin, the Democrat that just helped kill the Build Back Better bill and the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better boondoggle, Joe Manchin.
Hero.
Thank God he stood up and helped shoot that down. All right. Last question.
He'll be a Republican by the time the election rolls around.
Well, this last one's a tough one because it's somebody we all admire, at least many of us, somebody we've been behind for a very long time. But now he's pushing the vaccine and he says we should take credit for it. He loves the boosters. His name is Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, you know, that blooms off the rose for me. I don't want to call him a villain, but you know, I've left that camp. I think there's things that he could have done while he was still president that he chose not to do. I don't know really what his strategy was, but he put himself in this position of losing. And for that, you know, I can't forgive him. So not a hero, but he's not a villain because I think he did a lot of things good too.
Yeah. And I do wonder if he's not being targeted by the deep state. He's got a family he loves. He's got children he loves. And we know that these deep state actors are very, very nefarious and they wouldn't think twice about doing terrible things.
Hey, Ross Perot, remember him?
I do. That's exactly what I'm referring to. Ross Perot was going to win and he bailed because they threatened his kids.
Yep.
All right. Final question. The 2022 elections, what happens? Do we see the red flow? Do we see the blue flow? What happens?
I think it's going to be an earth-shattering red shift in the country. And I think it's going to splinter the Democratic Party. And I think there's nothing at this point they can do about it. And I don't think they can even cheat their way into victory.
And as blue states and criminal governors like the one that is now governor in New York continue to push tyranny on the people, on January 5th, they're going to vote on a bill that will allow that woman to put anybody into a concentration camp that she deems a threat based on health status. What do people in New York do? Flee or fight?
Yeah, well, they're going to fight and flee. And they pulled that bill yesterday.
Oh, did they? That's
yeah, they pulled it. Yeah, it got to the light of day and the sponsor pulled it.
Because of public pressure.
Oh, public pressure. That's what I'm saying. I think people are tired of being tired. And I think they're getting polling data that says, hey, you may be causing a level of chaos that you're not going to be able to control. And independent voters are at 29%. 33% of the Hispanic Party think are unsupportive. That's only support he has of Hispanics. I mean, these are devastating numbers. People are pissed. Okay. Your job was to help us. And you turn around and did the 180 on us. And I think, I don't know, you know, you and I have been living this a long time, but there's a lot of people seething that are afraid to say things and they're going to take it all out in the voter booth.
Yeah. People's blood is boiling, at least those of us that are awake and aware. And I really appreciate your time today. Can you remind me again, what is the special offer then this month for Trade Genius? I will leave the link below.
Yeah, so go to tradelegadgenius.com. We have 7 bundles, stock, crypto, Forex. You could trade futures with us. Pick one of the bundles that works for you. 65% off, already pre-bundled. You get the entire package with us when you buy these bundles, and they're awesome. And if you don't, you want to pick and choose, you can just go to individual items in the store, 40% off, but you have to use a promo code because they're not pre-discounted and get 40% off. Got to take advantage of it by Christmas night though. for the pricing, but I think you'll really like it. And, you know, if Sean was able to put any of the attaboys up, you can hear what people say. These are all unsolicited. And this is how people feel about the service. And you absolutely could do really well following this system, following these rules. And this is not Lambo stuff. This is like real, real things that you can use for the rest of your life. So thanks for letting me pitch that.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you and your time, Bob. So Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year to you. And I'll talk to you again in mid-January.
You too, Sean. Same.
All right. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Boy, tis the season, right? Tis the season to embrace your family, embrace love, embrace the Constitution, the Republic, all the things we cherish, life, liberty. And friends, I want to remind you every single day for free, you can tune in for Real News, the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7 at sgtreport.com. Okay, friends, that concludes part one. If you enjoyed part one, you're going to love part two, because we go deep, deep, deep and talk about the good news and so much more that's not good news. You won't want to miss it. May God bless you and your family. And again, Merry Christmas. Before we part ways, friends, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
I really hope that people don't let go of the Maxwell case. The case shouldn't have been about four girls. The case should have been about a giant human and child sex trafficking blackmail ring that encompassed a lot of countries, prime ministers, royals, politicians, judges, presidents, athletes, and worse, they have all the footage.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in, and I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.